84 points at the bell at 11,755. NASDAQ up 20 at 2737. And the S&P 500 up 11 points at 1,286. The yield on the 10-year note at 3.37%. The market rallying on a weaker dollar today. Also, some more encouraging signs contained in the Fed's Beige Book assessment of economic conditions across the country. Joining us live now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in the heart of downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for being with us. It looks like 2011 getting off to a pretty decent start. Give us your assessment of the market here today.
Good afternoon, Frank. It was a very, very positive market, and it was across the board as far as I could see. One of the things that concerns me quite a bit is the continuing increase in commodity prices. Corn up 4%, soy up 4.3%, wheat 1.5%, and as you mentioned, oil was up as well. So that may be forecasting some inflation impact as we go forward. But in general, the market is very positive behavior.
We did see the oil stocks rally as the price of crude moved to a new two-year high above $92 a barrel today. Is this starting to impact the economic recovery?
Well, I think the increase in commodity prices, food commodity prices and oil together can certainly stimulate inflation and could ultimately be negative for the overall securities markets. But right now it's not having that impact. We should remember that oil was at $140 a barrel going back a couple of years ago. And so between 90 and 100 is very reasonable.
Give us your view of what's happening in the financial sector. We see Citigroup above $5 again, J.P. Morgan Chase having a good day. What's happening there?
I feel very positive about the financial securities. And I would particularly, if you want to be a little more speculative, to pay attention to the financial institutions in Europe in view of the positive outcoming of the financing that occurred in Portugal yesterday. And I think that the bank stocks in Greece and Ireland and Portugal as well and Spain could be very attractive on a speculative basis.
Any other specific places where you're putting money now or taking it off the table?
I've been involved in recommending semiconductor stocks and home building stocks for almost a year now. But at this point, they've had a pretty good rally, and I'd be a little bit cautious. But I still favor those two groups, but I definitely would be cautious. And also with the fixed income items, bonds that are in the, say, 3 to 5, 7, 10-year category, I'd be very careful there because if we have an abrupt change in the interest rates, which is possible, then we're going to see declines in prices of those fixed income instruments, which move inversely with the interest rates.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in the heart of downtown Los Angeles, thank you very much for joining us live here in the KNX Business Hour.